This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio was for many years one of the most popular and difficult to defeat elected officials in Arizona. The tide seemed to shift significantly in the lead up to his 2012 reelection bid, but the sheriff narrowly defeated Democratic challenger Paul Penzone. Last Tuesday, Penzone got over the hump and beat Arpaio by double digits, knocking America's so-called toughest sheriff out of a position he's held for 24 years. Sheriff-elect Paul Penzone is with me now to talk about what happened and what's next as he takes over the department. Paul, first of all, how does it feel to be Maricopa County Sheriff, to have been selected by more than half of the county's voters to be the next sheriff?
It's an honor, you know, to have the support and the confidence from so many people in the community who are looking forward to give me the opportunity to lead the organization. And at the same time, it's a considerable reality that not only are you responsible to address those issues, but to walk into an organization that hasn't seen change in 24 years and earn the trust and respect of the men and women who have been doing the job for the sheriff's office. So it's as much an honor as it is sobering.
How different is this feeling from what you had 4 years ago when you had a good campaign, came as close as anyone had to beating Sheriff Arpaio, but you came up short? Did you know at that time that you wanted to give it another try, or did you think, I need to take a breather for a while?
No, I had no plans of actually running a second time, and I had been asked thousands of times over the years, and I always told everyone the same thing, which was, you know, I just don't see it happening. And I would say, I never say never, but I don't see it happening.
Now, you've known, working for a law enforcement agency for a while, people knew you from the Phoenix Police Department. Are law enforcement agencies, if they're working well, do they all work the same way, or is a city department different from what your expectations are for the county department?
No, there's definitely different elements. You know, law enforcement functionally on the street is very consistent if done right. But the detention side of the shop is unique from, you know, municipal law enforcement. And recognizing that not only are you responsible for your own inherent areas, but you have to be a facilitator for success and a partner to all the agencies within the county. So it's got a unique relational dynamic.
And have you dealt with County Attorney Bill Montgomery yet? Because obviously that is going to be an important working relationship.
Yeah, I've known Bill in some capacity professionally for a few years, but we never worked directly together. But I have had conversations with him, and I look forward to working with him. I look forward to working with a lot of the other elected officials as well as law enforcement leaders in the community. And we all have a common goal, and that's to keep the community safe and provide the services. So I'm glad that the political part of the process is done, and now we can get back to professional deliverables.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix, joined on the phone by Maricopa County Sheriff-elect Paul Penzone. Paul, you've written a little bit about this. AZ Central had some of your priorities, but if we can break it down for just a few, and I don't know if you can do this because it was a pretty lengthy list, but are there a few law enforcement priorities you can talk about, and then in-house priorities? Because anytime, regardless of whether an agency is controversial or not, when there's a leadership change after a couple of decades, there's going to be some sort of culture change as well. First of all, how do you balance those out, and can you give us a priority or two from each of those columns?
I do think that there's a direct link between adapting the culture and providing fundamentally sound law enforcement. My priorities are to ensure that our core responsibilities, which are policing those unincorporated areas and areas under contract, the detention centers, and in the jail services, have to receive the greatest amount of our attention and be the top priorities. If we are sound in those areas, then our other focuses will be more effective and efficient. And ultimately, it all comes down to efficiencies. You know, whether it is the budget, the resources, or the staffing, proper allocation of all those elements means that you're more effective day in and day out. So by adapting the culture to that mindset, in areas where there have been deficiencies, we should see an improvement in those core areas.
And again, by virtue of just having someone run that agency for as long as Sheriff Arpaio has, there are going to be changes. Do you expect there to be a pretty good personnel shift? And I mean based on the rank and file. Do you think that once people know you, know your message, it's going to be a law enforcement job that they're going to believe in? Or do you think there are a lot of people who are sort of drawn to it by Sheriff Arpaio?
No, I believe that men and women in public service take pride in what they do and who they serve, and it should never be about serving the leader of the organization. It should be about serving the community, with the leader setting the example. So for those who do the job, if you do it well, nothing's going to change. But in the areas where they're, you know, falling short, we'll work on improvement or determine deficiencies. I don't expect a major overhaul, but I do expect, as far as personnel, a major attitude shift away from politics towards sound policing. For far too long, this office has been more about the notoriety than it has been about the effectiveness. And I think the men and women of the organization will be excited about the proposition of it being about their outcomes and their sacrifices instead of the person in charge.
Some communities have felt on the fringes. Some have felt they've been attacked by MCSO or the sheriff for a while. And one of those, of course, is the Latino community. Do you feel like you and the agency have to make an extra effort to reach out to them?
Absolutely. There has to be a more focused investment in restoring trust with the Latino community. And at the same time, a more holistic approach to outreach for the entire community. It's a balance between recognizing your relationship with those you serve while respecting the authority you have to enforce the laws, but to be just and ethical in how you go about it.
What do you think the future of Tent City is?
I don't know. It's too premature to say, but it's going to get, you know, it'll be one of the top things evaluated moving forward. We know that there are budgetary issues in the sheriff's office, and there was consideration to shut it down because it appears that there's no longer a need for it because of the population. But I have to be responsible when I make that decision. And that means that I have to have the time and the information to do a fair evaluation.
You're interested in expanding the Posse program. Is that right? And if so, what do you think some of the strengths of that program are?
Absolutely expanding it. I think the strengths are the opportunity to bring people from all walks of life and young men and women to seniors into a relationship with law enforcement where they can supplement services and they can also bridge a communication gap. They can act as ambassadors and liaisons on things like drug education, safety and you know, prevention or gun safety, just so many different elements where we can provide training for the community and utilize the Posse as that resource. And at the same time, those Posse members can be utilized to support enforcement efforts, not just for the sheriff's office, but even for other agencies and things like, you know, described in the past, securing crime scenes where officers are tied up for several hours. But if a Posse member would go out there and relieve them, those officers can go back into service and be available for other calls or, you know, traffic control. There's just all different aspects where they can provide a considerable service without having to add bodies to the law enforcement agency, you know, through overhead. At the same time, build a strong relationship.
Paul, have you and Sheriff Arpaio spoken? Did you guys speak at all during the 4 years between campaigns? Did he call you to congratulate you, anything like that?
You know, we spoke just a few times, and he did call me after the election was called.
You seemed so poised throughout the whole thing, and part of us, you know, always wonder, well, there's the public face that you need to be that person who's out there ready to do the job as opposed to being, as many of us would act, under that sort of spotlight. I mean, did you have to kind of train yourself? Did you learn something 4 years ago and thought, all right, I know I'm going to take this. I just need to keep keeping on and not worrying about what people are saying about me?
No, I mean, it's all those things impact you. You know, when you're under attack unjustifiably, when, you know, in what our political arena has turned into, which is really an arena for displaying all the attributes we try to raise our children to to take an opposite approach to. You know, everything we talk about with bullying and the things that we want for our children to learn and be better behaved, politics seems to have taken the opposite approach. So it does affect you. But ultimately, when you look to someone for leadership during a time when you feel unsafe or you're under duress, composure is critical. You want to know that the person in leadership is able to take on those concerns or fears or threats can be composed when making important decisions. I'd like to think that my entire career helped me fine-tune my ability to, you know, remain calm and call on others for sound counsel. But politics is definitely a different animal than policing. And in a lot of ways, I would say that policing under duress reflects our greatness, whereas politics under duress, you know, becomes something that we really need to reevaluate.
Paul Penzone is sheriff-elect of Maricopa County. Last Tuesday, he defeated the longtime sheriff, Joe Arpaio. Paul, thanks for the time.